Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini. And yes, you're at the right place for the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you'll find anywhere. And yes, we're going to have a little fun along the way, and we want you to help us out. I want to remind you how you can reach out to us. If you'd like to send us an email, you can do so by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask or pick up the phone and call us, 800-946-4420. During this first hour, we're going to talk about crumbling concrete stairs. What can you do? Do you break out the jackhammer, or is there any way to save them? We're going to advise a homeowner on that particular thing. How about a string trimmer that's reversible? Could you use that? We've got
reversible.
One for you. Reversible.
What? Does it put the grass back? What is reversible?
No, it just untangles it for you so that you don't get your little fingers dirty. Yes.
So
we can try that out. Also, adjustment of interior doors, something that a lot of people are frustrated at. They just kind of move a little bit. Is it settling, or is it just a door that was not installed properly? We'll tell you about that. Another real key safety thing, are your outlets grounded? If not, can you ground them by just simply changing out the outlet? We'll tell you all about that. And we've got a lot of emails that came in this week. We're going to try to get to as many of those as we can. And what about that simple solution coming up, Joe?
All right, Danny, since a lot of people are spending time outdoors this time of year, I thought I'd share a simple solution how to make a really simple trap for catching gnats and other annoying little flying bugs that might be bothering you outdoors.
Well, I'll tell you, I saw a lot of these different traps. I took a few pictures of these different little homemade traps I saw on a weekend, this past weekend. Very unique camping thing. I've told you about it before. A couple times a year, me and some of my buddies from my hometown get together. Actually, there was 12 of us on this particular trip. I rented a house, a very simple house on a beautiful river that we, as kids, would fish on. But the unique thing about this, I didn't realize it was so unique, that these are guys that I went from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade.
Wow.
And yeah, so it's, we go way back.
So this is Marianna, Florida. This is Danny's hometown in the Panhandle.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And a lot of TV viewers may remember Danny and his crew did a great community project there after a hurricane blew through. And did you swing by and see the little pocket?
Yes, sure did.
Oh, yeah, how's it looking?
Went to downtown Marianna. Looked pretty good, actually. Doing a lot of work in downtown Marianna to restore a lot of the historic buildings. So a little bit of it has overlapped on the park there just a little bit. That'll be cleaned up later. But overall, looked great. And apparently, a lot of people are using it for little get-togethers, little small concerts, things like that, which is exactly what we wanted them to do. It worked out great. But it's always great to see all the guys and catch up with everybody. And
how many were you there? How many guys?
There was 12 of us.
12 from kindergarten. That's really amazing.
And you think about it when, we've gotten, of course, old enough now that we can actually tell the same stories over and over each year. and people, we just don't remember them. Well,
you're old enough. Either you don't remember them, you can't hear. So
that's
really,
right.
It's all new to you.
It was a great time. Fantastic friends and a very unique thing that we're going to try to keep going as long as we can. I guess at some point we'll have to have a nurse on call with a defibrillator, but hopefully that's a few years down the road.
So. Have the ambulance parked out front.
That's right.
Well, more importantly, did you catch any fish?
Not really. No. Yeah. I caught one. We were right on there, and it was very tempting. And usually we'll go out and put limb lines out so that we can catch some catfish and things like that.
Right,
I think we were plus, it was extremely hot. So we would go out.
And most of the country, right, Dan?
I mean, do real, cool, hardcore sports like croquet and the old beanbag toss. We have a little bit of that and a little card playing here and there. But it was really hot, so we hung inside that air conditioner a good bit. And speaking of hot, Joe, it's a lot of the areas of the country, you start seeing these weather reports across the country. It is really starting to get very, very warm. So, I know these are things that you all know, but thought we would just put out a few reminders out there. If you haven't had your air conditioning serviced in the last year, it is absolutely absolutely recommended because they'll make sure that it's running efficiently. They'll make sure it's running safely and might be able to head off any small problem now that could be a big problem later. That's one of the things that can really help you drive those utility bills down and to kind of survive this heat of the summer.
Absolutely. And if you've listened to us regularly, you know we often recommend that you have it serviced much earlier than this time of year, right? Mm-hmm. Because if you're going to call these contractors, the HVAC contractors, they're going to be so busy, you know, can they get to you before the weather starts to cool off? So to back up a step, try to remember to call these guys in the spring, like early spring. Mm-hmm. Get them out there while they're not that busy, because now not only are they repairing units, but they might be installing units that have completely failed, and so they might be too busy. But yeah, I mean, and always make sure that they do a check of your home to make sure that if they are replacing your unit, they're not necessarily replacing with the same size. You'd think, well, of course, if I have a certain size unit, I want the same size. But make sure they check to see if that original unit was sized properly. It might be too big. It might be too small. And yes, air conditioners can be too big for your space.
Yeah, and that can be a real big problem. And a lot of people will say that. Well, go ahead and upsize it a half a ton.
Yeah.
Not a good idea. That that calculation, which is an old-timey thing called a manual J, still is very relevant, and that'll make sure that you're getting the right unit that you need for your house. Another thing that is extremely important during this time of the year is your condensation line that is a drain that runs from your air handler unit to the outside. Now, that might be in the attic, might be in the basement, but the most common is a vertical unit in probably your hallway that you'll have a little short door, and right under it you have your return air grill. Inside it, you'll see a white PVC pipe. Usually it's 3/4 inch in size, and it'll usually have a little T-fitting with a vertical pipe and a cap on it. Well, that cap is not glued. You take that cap off and pour in. Now, we used to recommend a cup of bleach, which is still fine, but something's a little safer is a cup of white vinegar, and that'll kill all of that mold and mildew and mycelia and all that stuff inside that line. That if that gets blocked up, and it does all the time, it will flood into your house, can cause a lot of damage, or if you have a safety switch, it'll turn the unit off, and you'll wonder, why isn't my system working? You check the breaker, you check everything. Well, that pan may be full of water, and as a safety, it turned it off. So that's something that you should do at least during this time of the year. I would do it every month. Is very easy to do. And Joe, of course, one of the best simple solutions I've ever heard you talk about is using that shop vac
to clean
that drain out. That's like a mirror. That's magic, buddy. Yeah. That is magic.
Yeah, this is something you should do once a year, whether you think you have a clog or not, just to prevent the clog from happening. And that is to find where the condensate line terminates outdoors. It's usually very obvious. You hook up your shop vac and just suck out whatever is in there. Be sure to take the filter off because, you know, it might be some, if there is a plug, there might be some water condensation in there, but you want to suck that out. Again, just to keep it running. And they do make, Danny, I think they call them condensate pills or something, like little aspirins that you can put in the pan and you can put in the drain line itself, and that's supposed to help clean it out. But as Danny said, the vinegar works great as well.
Hey, another thing, you know, in order to, you know, save some money, if you haven't converted your thermostat to a Wi-Fi enabled thermostat, you might wonder, why do I need to do that? It's just another gadget that I have to figure out how to use. But it really enables you to have the freedom from your phone or your computer to really control your units. You know, so let's say you have a regular work schedule. You leave the house at 7, you get back at 5, something like that. You can adjust that thermostat so that it raises the temperature, makes it a little warmer in your house while you're gone, which every degree you go up is going to save you a significant amount of money, and then it'll lower it back down and make it comfortable before you get home. And it has an override switch that you can override as well, so that can save you a lot of money and ensure that your house is comfortable so that you won't have to worry about that. Ceiling fans, counterclockwise. When you're looking up at them, counterclockwise is the way to go. Just a few tips to kind of help you survive the hot summer that we're starting to deal with, and we have more to deal with as we go along. Hey, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio. So glad you're with us. When we come back, we're going to see if we can tackle a crumbling concrete stair problem. All of that and a whole lot more right here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, so it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe weather like hurricanes far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a wide variety of styles and colors to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com/todayshomeowner.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
The Today's Homeowner radio show is heard nationwide on lots and lots of stations, over 360 stations, including this one in Albuquerque, New Mexico, KDAZ AM 730. Hello to everybody there in New Mexico. We appreciate you spending a little bit of your busy weekend with us here. And, of course, we want to help you out with any challenge you might be having with your home. You can send us an email, todayshomeowner.com/ask, or you can pick up the phone and call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the Today's Homeowner hotline, 800-946-4420. We're going to get right on that hotline right now and talk to Walter in Illinois. Walter, tell us what's going on around your house and welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Danny, for taking it. I'm a long-term fan of your show.
Awesome. Thank you.
Situation that I've got at home here is I've got a concrete step and the risers have accumulated some moisture and whatnot and got damaged. So to repair it over the years, last year or 2 years ago, I patched it, and unfortunately, the patch came back. What I used was some type of a liquid binder for the cement. I put in a screening with Tacon, fasteners to hold it in place, and then I placed the cement on top of it and patched it. I was planning on painting the whole stairway with some concrete stain. Just to kind of blend it all in because there's two different colors there. But then over the winter, the patch came loose from the concrete stairs. I was wondering if you had any suggestions on how I might do a more effective job of handling the repair.
Well, I tell you, it is tough when you put down a thin veneer of any kind of masonry product. You got to have the right stuff in order for it to work. Do you feel like, Walter, that the step is moving at all? Do you think any of the crumbling or cracking is a result of it moving? Do you notice any sinking in the stairs themselves?
No, they're pretty solid as far as I believe.
Good.
The stairs is about maybe 5 feet 5 feet tall, and it's about 6 feet wide, and goes down to a sidewalk.
Okay. Well, I tell you, we had a very similar situation like that, and same kind of thing. The homeowners had, it looked as if when it was poured, maybe they put a little thin veneer over it for some reason, and it started cracking out over the years. So what you need to do, and I feel very confident that this will be successful, is to chip away anything that you can get off, anything that's loose. You might just use maybe a dull putty knife is good. You don't want to be too aggressive with like a cold chisel or anything like that, but just something to chip away anything that you can get off fairly easily. And then, of course, clean it really, really well, allow it to dry for the most part. And you may have heard us talk about Quikrete's Recap. And that's what I used on a couple sets of stairs, actually, one in a very recent show that we did. And it worked great. I mean, it's easy to work with. I would encourage you to make sure you read the instructions carefully, because it's a little different in that you mix it and you let it wait just a little bit. And also the consistency of it you'll want. It's kind of like pancake batter or something like that. And then you basically can just pour it out on those steps, take your trowel and just work it, give it a few minutes, work it a little bit more. And you'll see that you can smooth out both on the horizontal and vertical areas of those stairs. You can make it look perfect. Then, just before it dries completely, take a broom and go left to right with that broom to create just a real light broom finish. And, of course, that's to provide a little bit of texture so that you or your visitors won't slip and fall down. You can also use that on the side, almost like a stucco on the side of the steps if you need to, just so that all the coloring remains the same. Now, when you put it on, it's going to be a kind of a dark gray color, but it'll tend to change very quickly to a light gray color. And it's pretty easy to use, and you won't need much of it with a set of stairs like that. Maybe two bags probably at the most.
Okay. Now, there is a section of the riser that's a little bit deeper. I had to use a chisel to get some of it out. So it's about maybe 2 to 3 inches over the riser length that I have to chip out, and that's where some of the problem exists too, where it comes away from that. How do you recommend repairing a deeper cut?
Well, something like that, you would probably use Quikrete's vinyl patch. And that's something that you'd want to put on and allow to dry at least a day. There's also other concrete patch that's available that can come in a fairly small container since you won't need much of it. And then you just can apply that. Now, the recap, I believe, can be put on up to about a half inch. So you really could pour a little recap in there, allow it to dry, put additional layers to build it up to the surface before you smooth the whole area out. But it's fairly easy to fill that up. And main thing is just making sure you get all of that loose material out of there first.
Got it. Okay, terrific. I think that will help me deal with the issue that I've got here.
Well, it's one of those important things with it being, right there in the front of your house and that kind of thing, and the possibility of someone stumbling and things. Certainly a worthwhile job, Walter, and I wish you the best of luck. If you have any problems, run into any snags, you know what to do. Just give us a call.
Will do.
All right, thank you very much.
Time.
All righty, thank you. Joe, something like that, we can just, I can visualize that so much. That
sure.
used to be something that everybody poured, those concrete stairs. And sometimes they would pour them completely solid. Other times they would fill them with blocks or dirt or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
But they sure are subject to a lot of problems and not the most attractive. And certainly you hear about the slip and falls all the time.
Yeah, and if he doesn't repair them, there really is no other option. So he might as well try repairing them first, because he'd have to tear out the whole staircase, especially since this is, I think he said, 6 foot wide. And Quikrete does make, I think it's just called quick setting cement, and it comes in a bucket. It's already all mixed. You just slap it on there, and it's specifically designed. One of the things on the label it says is for repairing concrete steps, risers, and the treads themselves. So he could try that too, because it doesn't require any mixing. And
mm-hmm. Let's go right to some emails here. We're going to try to get to as many of your emails as we can this week. You can send us one right now at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Peter's writing in, I'm building a deck using 5/4 pressure treated lumber. Should I leave a gap between the boards? Where I live, we get a lot of rain, and I know that the boards will shrink, but the boards on my old deck didn't shrink, and water would puddle up and not drain through. What do you think I should do? Hey, Peter, that's a good question, because we have a lot of people building decks, and we don't talk about that gap very much, and everybody has their own way to go about it, but for me, I simply use a 12-penny nail and just a nail there as a spacer. And that's probably an eighth of an inch or so. And that way you get that very uniform look you want. And then if it shrinks a little bit, maybe it goes up to 1/4 inch, no problem. If it swells up a little bit and closes, it's not going to close that much, and you'll still have that drainage going out. Because, Joe, I've seen a lot of people just not realizing that, and maybe they're thinking, okay, it's pressure treated, it's going to shrink, which normally it does, and they'll smack those boards right together, and then, when you have that rain, that wood can get so slick. Plus, if water stays on it, it's going to have a hard time keeping it nice and clean.
Yeah, you're better off having a slightly wider gap than you'd prefer than no gap, as Peter found out. And the general rule is, if you pick up a board, a pressure treated board, and it feels heavy, it's wet. I mean, there's no other, if you have a moisture meter that you can test a wood, that's fine. But most people don't own one. You don't really need one. But if you pick it up and it feels heavier than it looks, then it's wet. and you do need to, you will expect some shrinkage. If it's really dry, if it's lightweight, then you can assume it's dry.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things I always loved, a lot of the home centers, especially Home Depot, having so much of their treated wood inside.
Right.
You know, that's going to be so much drier. And, you know, take your time when you're looking at boards like that. There's, you know, about 1 out of 10 you just about can't use because it's just
right.
Because not for any reason other than wood is wood and it's going to bend and check a little bit. So it's worthwhile to take a little time and choose the best wood you can. That way you'll end up with a much better looking deck. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about a string trimmer that's reversible. Why would you need that? We'll tell you all about it when we come back. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes, and by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. First of all, string trimmers are one of the handiest outdoor power tools you may have, but I noticed one drawback that occasionally the string will get tangled in thick grass or wire fencing to the point where you need to shut it off and have to clear it out by hand. Well, Makita has addressed that problem with their 40-volt XGT cordless string trimmer. They've added a reverse rotation function that clears the trimmer quickly and easily. I've never heard of this, but boy, could I ever use that. Besides that benefit, this model also delivers gas-like performance from a battery, and the battery will power it longer thanks to its automatic torque drive technology mode, which automatically shifts from 3,500 and 6,500 RPMs to extend runtime, or you can add power as needed. Plus, the head, which cuts a 15-inch swath, features a rapid load bump and feed system that loads in seconds with just 3 easy steps. So for more information on this very unique Makita 40-volt cordless, brushless, and cordless 15-inch string trimmer, head over to HomeDepot.com. I can see where that would be very handy. I never thought or heard about that, Joe. But to you know, because you know a lot of times you're dealing with, you know, thicker grass or a place that a lawnmower can't get to because of space and so forth. And man, that's aggravating when those. It's great when those things are working good, but when they get tangled like that, it's nice to have a little reverse mode.
Yeah, obviously that's a problem that occurs often enough that they had to redesign it to have this reverse rotation. So yeah, it's really smart. And the fact that it's cordless, I mean, they're almost all cordless these days. I mean, there are very few gas powered. Most homeowners, I've switched over to almost all battery powered. And what a pleasure not dealing with that oil and the gas. But I will say, make sure you take out the battery whenever you're messing around with any of these tools. In this case, you're messing around with the head, if you're changing the strings or whatever, take the battery out because you don't want this thing accidentally going off while you're working on it.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Because they are 40-volt power tools. They are powerful. So be careful when you're working with those. Hey, let's go to our emails right now, and you can send us one at todayshomeowner.com/ask. This came in from Thomas in Atlanta. My wife and I are slowly renovating our 70s ranch, and we're about to tackle the master bathroom. We remodeled the bathroom a little over a year ago, so we have a little experience under our belt. Now, that project turned out pretty well, except that the grout in the tile floor we installed has already started changing colors. How can we avoid that this time around? Well, you know, Thomas, that's not that surprising. Bathroom floors get so much moisture on them that stains from mold and mildew or efflorescence are pretty common, but because it's common doesn't mean you have to live with it or put up with all of that. You should be able to clean and seal the grout in your hall bath. But for your next project, try using a different grout to begin with, like Prism Ultimate Performance Grout from Custom Building Products. It's specifically designed to prevent that problem. It's formulated to provide consistent color throughout the project, regardless of tile type or as much as humidity as you want to throw at it. And because it's highly stain resistant, it'll keep that uniform color for years and years. Plus, it's lightweight and very easy to spread, which is a bonus for DIYers like you and your wife. And if you want to learn more about it, check it out on their website at Custom Building Products. prismaprotect.com. I've used Prism a number of times, and boy, it's great when you're, you know, doing that kind of work and you know that you're putting something that's going to be consistent, stain resistant, and is very easy to use. I'm pretty sure everybody will be using Prism once they try it out a little bit. So, Joe, let's go to the email, see if you can tackle this one.
All right.
This one is from Phyllis and above the border there in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. I have a laundry room door that is just not level. I've tried everything short of getting a new door and threshold. How can I fix this myself? Please help. I cannot afford to have a contractor do it. You know, Joe, when you have a door that has shifted, or maybe it was installed improperly, or,
right,
you know, just sometimes people just simply do not install those things, what would be the first steps that you would recommend that they approach it with to try to figure out what's going on there?
Yeah, Phyllis mentions the door's not level. I assume she means it's not plumb, meaning it's not perfectly vertical. So it's probably binding in the opening and she can't open it or close it properly. The very first thing to do, typically, we're not sure of exactly the issue here, but typically it binds at the top corner, right? So the very first thing to do and the easiest thing to do is tighten up those hinge screws. Sometimes it's something as simple as that. These are the screws that go into the door, but more importantly, they go into the jamb, the side frame of the door. Because if those become loose, of course, you know, the door will sag a little in the opposite direction and it'll start binding. So first thing you do is tighten those up. If you find that any of those screws are stripped, pull them out and put in a lot longer screw, because they're typically only about an inch long to begin with, which is way too short. So I would replace it with a 2 or 3 inch screw and really tighten that up. That alone might solve the problem. If the door itself was just set out of plumb, meaning the jamb is out of plumb and everything's like not perfectly square and level, then I wouldn't bother messing with that and trying to plumb it up. I would just plane the door down, you know, cut the door to fit, even if it's out of square. It's a laundry room door, you know, as long as it swings open. If there's an exterior door, I'd be more concerned. But so that's probably what I would do. And she could do all that without a contractor. If that doesn't solve it, then she would have to replace this door. But you can't just replace it with another door because you'll have the same problem. You'd have to replace the jamb as well. So I would try tightening up those screws or planing the door to fit the existing opening.
And you can, you know, take a framing square a lot of times and just put it in the upper corners of the door. And a lot of times that'll tell you what has happened there. And I've had a lot of success, just like you're talking about with the screws, thin
right.
diameter screws, wherever it's binding, is to run that screw in there kind of slow because you don't want to split the jamb. And a lot of times that will tighten things up considerably. So a lot of different ways that you can adjust something. But boy, is it ever aggravating when you have a door and it won't close, or
right.
things like the door swings open all the time. And I just have another great simple solution that I have used many, many times, and we got a lot of feedback on, is when you have a door that just won't stay closed or just won't stay open, it's got a mind of its own, the simple fix on that generally can be just to take one hinge pin out, lay it on a hard surface, you know, like an old scrap piece of wood, and just hit it with a hammer just to bend it just slightly, and then drive that back in to the hinges. And a lot of times, that's all it takes. It'll provide just enough friction to keep that door where you want it. And I heard someone talk about getting up out of bed one night and to go into the restroom, and
right.
that bathroom door was halfway
oh,
open.
No.
Bam! And he had an inch and three-eighths inch little imprint right in his forehead. You want to avoid that. That's not what you want. Hey, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Since 1982, Exmark has been dedicated to building the world's finest mowers. These machines provide you with a quality of cut that seems impossible, dependability you can measure in lifetimes, and an operator experience like none other. Because Exmark believes if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Visit Exmark.com to discover a one-of-a-kind ownership experience and see the difference for yourself.
Our friends at Deitch Coatings have done it again. Transform your patio, porch, or walkway with their spread stone decorative concrete resurfacing kit. Everything you need in one kit to create a stunning new surface. And there are 5 colors to choose from. No artistic skills needed. Just roll on the coatings following the 4-step process. Get more details and order your kit today at the Home Depot or DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Hey, Hey, I'm Chelsea Lipford Wolf. I'd love for you to check in and see what projects I'm working on in and around my house. All you have to do is type in checkinginwithchelsea.com into your favorite browser. You'll find my weekly blog projects and my feature web show with small, manageable DIY projects aimed at making your home your own. And if that's not enough Chelsea for you, find me on Instagram and Facebook for behind-the-scenes updates of what I'm working on when I'm not on Today's Homeowner TV. Again, that's checkinginwithchelsea.com. Brought to you by Titebond.
If your toilet delivers weak flushes or takes forever to refill, it's time for a new fill valve, and the FluidMaster Performax valve is just what you need. Performax is specially designed to boost your toilet's performance by providing a powerful, reliable flush every time, so you have a cleaner, more efficient toilet. Plus, it's one of the quietest valves on the market, and it's easy to install. With adjustments for both tank and bowl water, Performax is ideal for both new and old toilets. Pick up yours at your local home improvement store or visit shop.fluidmaster.com.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Installing electrical switches and outlets is time-consuming, even for pros. But Leviton is changing the game with their new Decora Edge line of wiring devices. Just push stripped 14-gauge or 12-gauge wire into a color-coded termination port and close a lever that clicks into place. It's faster, easier, and safer to install. Plus, the connections are all inside the device, so there are no exposed metal parts to worry about. Find out more at leviton.com/Decora Edge.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Wizard Screen Solutions. Find out more at wizardscreens.com.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my co-host Joe Truini. And, you know, we've gotten a lot of emails this week, so we thought we would try to dig through a few of those. This one's from Michelle in California. How to change outlets from two-prong to three-prong safely. Now, so many times if you have an older house, you're going to have a two-prong outlet, and so many things that we have in our home has the ground, the third little spike that you have to put in there. Well, you can use the adapter. They always fall out. But, you know, when you really want to be safe on this kind of thing, and it's actually very wrong for someone to change a two-prong to a three-prong and say that it's grounded, because it truly is not grounded. You have to run a wire all the way back to the subpanel to get into the ground block there in order for it to truly be grounded and be safe. However, there is another option that you might try if you want to convert some of these things to make it nice and safe.
There is, and the National Electrical Code does allow this change that we're going to discuss here, but the caveat is it might not be code compliant in your town, in your city. So, you know, check first. But this is what they allow you to do, is replace the old two-prong outlet with a new three-prong outlet. But it has to be an outlet that has GFCI and AFCI applicable, right? So it has to have both protections, both ground fault and arc fault. And although that doesn't, it still only accepts the two wires, the black hot and the white neutral. It does not have the bare copper grounding wire as the modern system does. It does allow you to use those two wires, plug in a three-prong plug from any device, but you'll be protected. So even though you don't have the grounding wire, if something should happen, an arc fault or a ground fault, it'll shut off, it'll trip that break, that the little breaker inside that outlet, and prevent you from getting shocked or a fire being started, which is the issue. Now, what they really want you to do, of course, is have the wire inspected, and because these are older homes, the older wiring systems, if they're not in really good condition, they'd want you to replace the wire. But imagine that, replacing all the wire in your entire house. So that's why they allow this stipulation of, okay, you don't have to rewire your whole house, but you have to install a GFCI, AFCI combination outlet. So Danny, that is what you can do to plug in a three-prong outlet.
And, you know, we get asked a lot, you know, is this a do-it-yourself kind of project? If you're, you know, very comfortable with electrical and you've done a lot of electrical work and you turn the breaker off before you do anything, yes, you know, you can feel pretty comfortable. But for the most part, hire an electrician because they may see something that you would never see, and we want to keep you nice and safe there. Here's another email that came in from Prescott, Arizona. Barbara asked, what is the safest, easiest way to clean hard water stains and calcium deposits from a tiled shower floor? Of course, you know, first thing is once it's clean, sealing that grout will help you a lot. But to get it clean, what do you think would be the best approach for Barbara to see if she can get those hard water stains and those calcium deposits off of that floor?
Yeah, well, they do make, there are commercial cleansers available that are just sold as hard water stain removers. The one I've used is called BioClean, a company called BioClean, but I'm sure there are other companies. But if, before you go out and buy anything, I would try this. Get some distilled white vinegar. Danny and I talk about it all the time. It's a great cleaner, has just enough acidity to tackle tough problems like this. What we're trying to do is saturate some paper towels, put several layers of paper towels over this, saturate it with the white vinegar, and wait, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours, whatever, depending how long it takes, and then scrub it with some hot soapy water. And if some of the stain is gone, then just repeat it. But I would definitely try the white vinegar first, Danny, before I went out and bought anything.
All right. One more quick email from Louise in Indiana. I have a half-inch gap between the edge of my brick patio, paver patio, and the concrete slab foundation of my garage. Should I caulk the gap or fill it with paver sand? Know exactly what they're talking about. Probably either one. I would almost say sand, because if you put the caulk in there, it's really going to stand out if the rest of the joints are sand. But I would put sand in there and be ready to put more sand in there as it settles, you know, especially once you dress it all out and sweep all the sand out. But I believe that's all that's necessary. Caulk might stand out a little bit.
Yeah, it would stand out. And if there's any movement, it's going to, you know, crack the caulk and pull it away with the sand. And I assume he's saying paver sand, he means polymeric sand, which has a little, some binders in it. So it kind of firms up. But like I said, if the sand deteriorates or drops down, whatever, it's easy to replace the sand. Replacing the caulk would be a lot more work. So I've not heard that suggestion before, but yeah, I definitely try the polymeric sand, and it's really easy to replace if it does not work.
Now, if you have that crack in front of your garage where your concrete comes up or your asphalt comes up to the garage slab and have a crack there, definitely fill that up so that you can keep water out of there. We have all the directions you need on that at todayshomeowner.com. Hey, coming up, it's simple solution time. Don't go anywhere. Joe's got a good one for you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, or deck footing, or even pour a backyard patio, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. To set a post, there's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag. Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
If you're an explorer, we want to invite you to make our home, Mobile, Alabama, your next adventure.
Explore the great outdoors on America's Amazon, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta.
Explore science and technology with the whole family at the Explorium Science Center.
Explore fantastic cuisine at unique restaurants throughout the city.
Explore our history in museums, forts, and sites like Battleship Memorial Park.
Plan your next adventure on the Gulf Coast at mobile.org. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Duck Brand Weatherization Products.
And welcome back to the show. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini, also known as the master of the simple solution. Joe, what do you have for us this week?
Well, thank you, Danny. Here's how to make a trap for catching gnats and other flying insects that, you know, this time of year, if you're sitting outside and dining outside, you know, they can be a real problem. So what I'm going to do is start with a 2-liter soda bottle, a plastic 2-liter bottle, and use a utility knife to cut off the top of the bottle, maybe like the top third or so of the bottle. And then in the bottom of the bottle, pour in a 1/4 cup of apple cider vinegar and 2 or 3 squirts of liquid dish soap. Then just mix it up a little bit, just swirl it around so they mix together. Then take the top half of the bottle, invert it, and set it upside down in the bottom half of the bottle. So it acts like a funnel. And so what happens is the vinegar will attract the gnats and the flying bugs. They'll fly down through the inverted top of the bottle, and they'll get trapped. When they hit the water, the cider, the soap will be kind of sticky, so they'll get trapped in there. If they don't, and they try to fly out, they won't be able to because they won't be able to find that little hole. And you just leave that out, you know, put it out. You can put a couple of them out near where you're going to be dining or hanging around outdoors. And then, you know, maybe every day or two, just empty it out and replace it. But you'd be surprised how effective this is, especially if you have a lot of flying bugs, not only gnats, but pretty much any flying annoying bug.
Well, I tell you, when you're outside trying to enjoy the great outdoors and you have those bugs around like that, especially those little bitty ones like you're talking about there, that
right.
can, and some people seem to attract those more than others, you know. And if you do have a guest over at your house that seems to be attracting the bugs more than others, just set them at the end of the table, just a little bit away from everybody else.
Don't sit anywhere near them, right?
Yeah, and then everybody else, you know, it worked out good for everybody except that one person. But hey, I want to share with you what you can see on the Today's Homeowner television show this weekend. It's one we're calling A Popping Porch, and it's a project that we did a while back, and boy, we got great response off of this. It's a fantastic before and after picture. And much like many of the Today's Homeowner projects, it's fairly simple, could do almost in a weekend. And this particular one involved adding some handrails, redoing some old landscaping, pulling it out of there and starting all over, a little bit of paint here and there. Also, really adding a lot of pavers. We put some pavers in to really, you know, kind of border the landscaping, which added a nice contrast from that and the porch. You'll need to take a look at it. You can see it at todayshomeowner.com and find out where you can see it in your area now in our 25th season. Okay, Joe, I got a little announcement here. If I can be that old grandfather for a little while, I am proud to announce my middle daughter has just had her very first child.
Wow. Congratulations.
Parker Tinsley Gray was born just a few days ago. Everybody's doing good, and
that's great.
Grandchild number 5 for me.
Wow.
So I got a lot of teaching ahead of me.
Yeah. Well, send Melanie our best wishes. That's great. Parker Gray. That's a terrific name.
Yeah,
so this was, would you say your fifth?
Yeah, my fifth
grandchild.
Of course, Chelsea has four of them.
Yeah.
And,
well, you got a basketball team. Now you got to see if you can get a baseball team.
And so another little boy to compete with Gus. Gus will take him under his arm and show him all of the tricks that I've shared with him over the years. So.
Uh-oh.
That's what Melanie said.
Get ready, Melanie. Well, congratulations, everybody. That's terrific.
Well, that's good.
Too bad they live 4 or 5 hours away.
Yeah, I know it. I'm headed up there soon to go meet him and do whatever I can. I'm sure Melanie has a little list there. She always has a list for me. All my girls do.
Yes.
As soon as I walk in, I go to my workstation and pick up my orders and then march off to work there. So
congratulations again.
Thank you. It's fantastic. Well, that pretty much wraps up the first hour of today's Homeowner Radio. So glad you were able to spend some time with us and hope that you can spend the next hour with us as well. We've got a lot of information stacked up, just like we do all the time. And remember, you can always go to todayshomeowner.com and pick up any tips anytime. I'm Danny Lifford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.